Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team, the FAST Team. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Obi Young, President of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and Director for the Studios from Orlando, Florida, who is today's host.
Hello, everyone. This is Obi Young with Managing Safety, and today we're really excited to have Adam Miller, who is the Chief Executive for HangarChat, with us today. Welcome, Adam.
Thanks, Obi. Great to be here.
HangarChat, I guess, is not very old. It's just 2 or 3 months old. What is HangarChat anyway, and how did it start?
Basically, HangarChat is an aviation social network. It started a couple of months ago, about 2 months before Oshkosh in July, when a friend of mine, we were looking at some photos of our trip through with a helicopter through Central America, and he was asking me why I didn't actually post them on Facebook. My response to that was, yeah, Facebook is for everyone, and my passion of aviation stays very much with me. And he actually suggested that we look to build a site purely for aviators, because I have lots of friends all over the world where I've flown, and I wasn't actually sharing any of my flying with them. So my company is a sales and marketing technology company. So we actually built a private network initially so I could share my photos and experiences with my friends. And what happened from there, it just took off from there, which was a great surprise. And then we thought we'd actually go to an air show to have a look around. And we decided to paint the helicopter and take it up to Oshkosh and see what people thought of the concept, which was very, very well received.
I guess one of the first places I saw you around June or July was down in Orlando, Florida, where they were doing a promotional there at Air Orlando. Is that correct?
That's correct, yeah. We were doing a little bit of market research to see what everybody thought, and the response and feedback was, this is great and just what aviation needs for everybody to keep in contact with each other.
Well, the promotion they were doing there in Orlando was more or less of a public promotion. There were people other than just pilots and mechanics there, was some kids there and some older folks there and some grandmothers and grandpas. Is HangarChat just for pilots or what?
Nope. HangarChat is available to anyone who's passionate about aviation. So it covers the whole aviation spectrum, from GA to professional aviation. We're expanding into kind of all areas of aviation. So anyone who's passionate about flight and flying, then it's basically the place to be.
Well, I notice a bit of an accent there. I guess you're not from the United States, or were you born here, or where?
I'm actually originally from England. I've spent lots of time in lots of different countries, so I've got a slightly different accent than most.
Well, now, I guess then, being from England, do y'all have HangarChat in England, or is it just in the United States here?
No, HangarChat is very much a global entity, and we have pilots and enthusiasts and people who are passionate about aviation from all over the world. Obviously, it started initially in some of my friends in the US and also in the UK, but now it's grown and expanded all over the world and expands on a daily basis.
And so you do not have to be a pilot, and you can be from anywhere in the world. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Well, you know, if you are a pilot and you are interested in aviation, obviously, just what does this do for aviation anyway, this HangarChat? Why is it different so much to Facebook, for instance?
Basically, what HangarChat does is it is very much, you've got something in common with everyone from the start. So everybody knows that's on there is involved in aviation. Where Facebook is very much, you know, the population of the world. When you come to HangarChat, you know that everyone on there is passionate about aviation.
Okay, you keep using that word passionate. I think you've got quite a few friends, and aren't you? Is your wife involved in aviation also?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much my whole family is involved in aviation. My father was a pilot, and I was lucky enough to be introduced to it at a very young age, and I've been wanting to fly, and fortunately was lucky enough to get the opportunity about 12 years ago now. So, yeah, I've been very lucky to spend a lot of time in the air.
Well, I noticed that there seems to be a good bit. You said you had a helicopter there, and you painted it up with the Hangar Chat logo and all that stuff. I noticed that there seems to be several pictures in your photo section there with women flying helicopters. Is that a criteria to fly in the fly with Hangar Chat, to have a helicopter and have a gal pilot with you there, or what?
No, but it certainly helps. We very much support women in aviation. They're a great part of aviation and very, very important. We've got some great companies behind us, including people like David Clark, Garmin, Brightline Bags, ICOM. They're all supporting us. Philips 66, we're doing a lot of work with. They're supporting us. So we've got our objective is to build an even stronger aviation community. The helicopter represents the strength in aviation, because the BO-105 is actually used for a lot of mountain rescue and medevac and EMS operations. So that was a good helicopter to use. And it represents, you know, the what we're doing is flying around, talking to people and meeting people. And the BO is a lot of fun to fly. So, you know, if you can get some attractive females as well, that's always helpful, especially if they're very passionate about aviation, which they are.
And I know y'all just came back from Oshkosh, and y'all had a tremendous turnout there. Where is your next location that you're going to as far as a major event?
We're actually spending a lot of time in Florida at the moment. Over the next couple of months, we'll be actually attending a lot of air shows and a lot of fly-ins and pancake breakfasts and things like that. So we'll be very much flying around central and southern Florida to actually promote aviation. And I think our next big event is the Wings Over Miami event, which is on the weekend of the 29th, 30th of October.
Right. There's a lot going on in October as the year kicks off in aviation here, NBAA out at Vegas, and, of course, the Wings Over Miami there. And in January, the U.S. Sport Aviation Expo in Sebring, Florida. Are y'all going to be at the Sebring event?
I would definitely say so.
Okay. And, Ben, you are in the helicopter operations, and I know several of your people that you work with will be there. But is Hangar Chat going to be attending the Helicopter Expo in Dallas, Texas in February?
We will definitely have a presence there, so yes.
Well, I know several of your people are going to be there, so you'll have a presence there. And naturally, we'll look forward to seeing you in Lakeland, Florida at Sun and Fun in April there, in late March and in April as it comes about. I'm sure you'll be there. I'll tell you what, one more question for you, and then we'll take a short break here. What do you see for the future of Hangar Chat?
We see it as the global virtual hangar. So basically, if you're passionate or involved in aviation, it's one place where you can enter and be totally at home and meet people that are like-minded and share the same areas of interest as you. So, you know, whether you're a private pilot or a commercial pilot or an air traffic controller or someone that's just interested in aviation, everyone has a common theme that they're interested in that side of it. So it will be our objective is to make it the home of aviation as a global virtual hangar.
Okay, that sounds real good. I'm Obi Young. We're speaking with Adam Miller, who is the chief executive with Hangar Chat. It's a new aviation social network. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with you.
Now, let's rejoin Obi Young and Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios.
Hello, this is Obi Young once again, and the guest today that we're speaking with is Adam Miller. He's the chief executive with Hangar Chat. It's a new aviation social network. Lots of groups, lots of organizations involved in this. We've been speaking about how we got started and where we're going and all of that. What about some of these groups that you've got here? Why do you have so many groups? It seems like there's 100 groups on Hangar Chat. What's that all about, Adam?
Basically, the groups are for people where they want to show us the be part of a specific area of aviation. So if you're a student pilot, you can go and talk to other student pilots. There's a glass cockpit group where if you're talking to other pilots or other people that are involved in that specific area. So
there's a lot of interest there.
Yep, definitely. It narrows down the focus to talk to other people about, you know, a very specific topic.
One of the things I remember when I was going to flight safety and we were going through training every 6 months, whenever we went to the coffee shop, the donut room, and we sit there and talk with our peers. So I would assume that's sort of what these groups are like, that in the little coffee shops here, the little groups where they can talk of mutual areas of interest. I noticed the Bahamas here, which they're one of our major sponsors, they have a couple of groups here that they've had some activities on. And the PT-6, the engine, I flew the King Air for several years. These seem to be very passionate, the word that you use, about these groups and about these things. Is there any particular one that Adam is interested in rather than the others?
I like a lot of the groups. One of the key things that I join is the communities. So you know, I'm part of the F45 group down in West Palm Beach because I have a pretty strong connection with some people down there and sharing what's going on at the airport community. One of the others is the R22 and the R44 group, which is very much around helicopter flying within.
I was going to say, sounds like helicopters.
It does indeed.
You certainly have a passion for helicopters. And I notice there's one on here about seaplanes and steermans. And the steerman group with Piper Cub Enthusiasts seems to be a very active group.
Yep, that was that's a great group. And that started with Tim and Peggy Preston up at Preston Aviation in Winter Haven. I flew in there one day to see them. And they were very passionate about the steerman and the cub, and their group very much took off. They invited all their friends on there, which was great. And now it's a great platform for the steerman pilots and enthusiasts all over the world to come together and share their passion of the steerman and the cub.
In fact, I've seen some of the correspondence back and forth there about people from different places in the country talking to Jim and them about coming over and telling their friends about it. I also noticed Gulf Coast Avionics on there. Let me see. That's Rick Garcia there. I think he and his son both are on the hangar chat there. So
yep.
Not only are there pilots and enthusiasts, but there's also people with products that people are interested in. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah, one of the things that we're also doing is allowing organizations to come on here and actually share what they're doing in terms of their companies, because they've got a lot of experience and a lot of value to add to people involved in aviation. So they can actually share their experiences. Other people who are looking to buy from those organizations can actually talk to each other and share their experiences of what it's like to deal with those companies. So basically it's a platform where, you know, say Gulf Coast Avionics, their customers can actually have a platform now to share their experiences with other customers, but also with potential customers. And companies can actually offer incentives and special offers and those types of things. But as well as that, actually give people product knowledge and experience. Just like you were walking through their storefront on a personal basis, now those organizations can provide that personal experience on an online, which is not just like a website. It's actually like walking through their storefront, and that personal experience can be achieved in the same way.
Oh, yeah, and that's a tremendous explanation of what the people involved in that level are. And I guess I was thinking about the show, Walter, there, because I noticed that they've posted the full prices and special fuel prices and specials from time to time there. So if you keep checking with them, you'll catch a deal, I guess. And like you said, with Gulf Coast Avionics, a new and exciting thing. One of the things that's been a lot in the in the headlines are these the iPads, and that seems to be something now. HangerChat, I know, is seen on the internet, and you go in there and you just go to www.hangerchat.com. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yep.
Is there any place else that you can see HangerChat?
You can see HangerChat there. We actually have a mobile version of HangerChat, www.myhangerchat.com/m, which is a lightweight version for smartphones like the iPhone or the iPod, the iPod Touch. So it actually gives you a slightly lighter version, which is a little bit more mobile friendly. A lot of people are using the iPads at the moment, which is a great tool. And you can sign in through HangerChat with your Facebook account or your Twitter account and log on. So obviously the mobile aspect of communications is very important these days. And we're seeing a lot of changes in terms of the aviation industry with iPads, especially with things like ForeFlight coming on board. Have you done much work with ForeFlight or looked at that very much, Obi?
No, I have not. What is ForeFlight? What are you speaking of there?
ForeFlight is an application that that I've just used, which I was introduced by one of the companies on HangerChat. And basically, it provides all of your charts, your VFR charts, your IFR charts, both high and low level, and instant access to all the FBO's information on route weather, etc. So rather than carry around flight paper maps, you can have all the information on your iPad at all times, all the approach plates, everything, which is it's changing the way that people carry their flight bags.
I know there are several companies that are making the approach plates available on there, and I would caution the audience to make sure that if you're operating under Part 135, 121, or at an approved school, that you do check with your operations and make sure that is approved for your operations. There's a lot of discussion about that, and of course, make sure that you do check NOTAMs and all the published official things before you go. And I'm sure all that is eventually going to be on all these pads and everything. But as we transition, make sure that you stay ahead of the bow wave, if you would, there. One of the other things here that I noticed is Fantasy of Flight, which is down here in Florida. And, of course, we've got Sun and Fun, which are two right here in Florida. And there seems to be a fair amount of activity on both of those.
Yep, I was lucky enough to fly into to Fantasy of Flight the other day. What an amazing exhibition of aircraft. I was actually astounded by the quality and the restoration projects that they were doing there. And they have a great restaurant, but they're very active on HangerChat and doing a lot of work on there to promote the aviation community.
I was going to ask you if you'd had lunch there, because that was my next thing.
Yeah, very much so.
Those are
great folks.
Wonderful, make you feel at home, Southern hospitality.
Definitely.
Just can't say enough about Kermit and the folks over there at Fantasy of Flight. And the same thing there at Sun and Fun at the complex there at the museum. Want to encourage people, if you are in the area in Central Florida, to drop by Fantasy Flight and also Sun and Fun, because they're both of them well worthwhile. In fact, the museum at Sun and Fun is one of the 10 top aviation museums in the country. Okay, we've got just a little bit more time, and I'm going to ask you, what do you expect for the future of HangerChat?
Basically, what we expect for the future is for our membership to keep on growing, for more and more organizations to join to share their experiences with the members. There's going to be a lot more things for pilots in terms of commercial pilots, in terms of job opportunities, and the whole aviation community in terms of career opportunities there. So we're attending NBAA next week, which we're going to be taking a lot of information from that side of it, so commercial aviation. And obviously general aviation is equally as important. So, we see the site expanding on a continual basis globally. to unite more and more people who are passionate about aviation. Our whole mission is to actually stimulate the growth of aviation and keep it growing so people can keep in touch and make it even stronger than it already is.
Adam, thank you so much. We've been speaking with Adam Miller, who is the chief executive for HangarChat, and he's used the word passion several times today, and that's one of the things we at the National Aviation Safety Foundation, we are promoting aviation and aviation safety. And I can say without any hesitation that HangarChat has been doing that since its inception, and it sounds like they're going to be doing it for a long time to come. You don't have to be a pilot. You don't have to be a mechanic, just interested in aviation and have a passion for it. Join Adam and everyone else on HangarChat. See y'all next time. This is Obi Young for Managing Safety.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team. Please visit our studio website at faaproductionstudios.com to hear past programs.